This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia pounded the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv with missiles Thursday, killing seven people inside a printing house. We get details from Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones.
Kharkiv Mayor Ihor Terekhov said Russia fired 15 missiles in and around Kharkiv.
You can see that the Russians hit the factory, which was a printing house. Books and workbooks were printed here.
The regional governor said there were no military facilities near this strike, in which officials said over 28 people were wounded. On social media, Zelensky chided Ukraine's international partners for failing to provide enough air defense systems, or for allowing Ukraine to use allies' weapons to strike missile launchers inside Russia. Although shipments from the US's aid package have begun to arrive, Ukrainian forces have been outmanned and outgunned by Russia's military.
Fiona Jones reporting. US President Joe Biden has offered his deep appreciation to Kenyan President William Ruto for the coming deployment of 1,000 Kenyan police forces to help quell gang violence in Haiti. Speaking at the White House Thursday, Biden defended his decision to withhold American forces from the mission in Haiti.
We concluded that for the United States to deploy forces in the hemisphere just raises all kinds of questions that can be easily misrepresented about what we're trying to do and be able to be used by those who disagree with us and against the interest of Haiti and the United States.
The U.S. has agreed to contribute $300 million to a coming multinational force that will include the Kenyan police officers. The international airport in New Caledonia's capital will remain closed to commercial flights until Tuesday morning, according to the director speaking to the AFP. For more news, join us at voanews.com.